minute. I just wanted to say it's an honor to be with you today.
我等一下我会分享我的屏幕，但是我先跟大家说这是对我来说是个荣耀，能够今天来到大家中间。
And I'm very thankful for Yun Long because he will correct my mistakes for me.
他说我很感谢云龙，因为我讲错的地方他会改正啊，他开玩笑。
We go back a long ways with many of you and your roots.
我们认识很久很久了，其中包括和你们中间的很多人一直从你们开始的时候我就认识你们。
We were here back in the 90s when Andy and Sophia Chan started a Bible study in their home.
在上世纪90年代的时候当 Andy 跟 Sophia 在他们家里开始查经的时候我们就开始认识和交往。
It was our privilege then to help start the first worship services at the Grace Bible Church Anderson Gym.
这也是我们的一个特权我们帮助他们在GBC 的 Anderson 的这个小体育馆里头做了当时的第一次中文的敬拜。
And I was on the search committee for Samuel Fu, which was an honor.
我是在原来的这个副牧师来聘牧委员会的时候，我当时也是在这个聘牧委员会上面。
So thank you so much for having me today.
所以非常感谢请让我能够今天再回到大家中间。
And we're going to look at adoption, as you've already read from Romans chapter 8.
我们今天要讲收养大家已经读了罗马书第八章。
I'd also like to say welcome to my mother, Jan, who's watching from Missouri.
我还想说欢迎我的妈妈 Jan, 她是从密苏里来远程的加入我们的敬拜赞美。
And my wife, Susan, who is in the next room. She keeps me accountable.
还有我太太 Susan, 她在旁边那个房间里头她是一直在保证我这个不出什么问题。
In a little bit, you'll see why this topic is so important to us as we have had the privilege to adopt two children.
这个我要一会儿我会让大家来意识到这个问题对我们来说这个题目是对我们来说是多么重要因为我自己收养了两个孩子。
Okay, I'm trying to advance my slide here.
要把那个 slides 往前走。Sometimes it takes resharing to advance, at least it happened to me before. I don't know what's going on there. Please 大家耐心等一下啊，这个
Okay, Happy Father's Day.
好，父亲节快乐。
So, okay, it's working now. Does anyone have a perfect family?
我们中间有没有谁有一个完美的家庭？
I don't think any of us can say we have a perfect family, right?
我想可能我们中间没有人敢说我有一个完美的家庭。
Oftentimes, our family looks more like this.
常常我们的家庭看上去就像这个照片上那个样子。
And we understand when our children behave like this, right?
我们是不是觉得就是那是因为我们的孩子常常会这样，是不是？
But what if God was looking inside our hearts, and we all have some of this rebellion in our own hearts?
但是，如果是神看我们每个人的心的话。会看到我们每个人的心里头都有这个叛逆的这种心。
So part of today, as we think about adoption, is to honestly assess how much we need God.
所以我们今天讲的个题目，第一部分啊，第一个方面呢，就是讲我们收养的时候要看我们为什么我们有多么需要神。
Or we could ask the question, why did God choose me?
或者我们可以问这个问题，为什么神选择我们，选择我？
It's amazing that before the foundation of the world, God knew each and every one of us.
非常奇妙的是，在创世以前，神知道认识我们每一个人。
And he loved us first.
他先爱了我们。
He sought us out.
他把我们所有的东西都安排好。
And C.H. Spurgeon said, it's a good thing that God chose me before I was born, because he surely would not have done so afterwards.
斯布森牧师这么说，他说，还好了，神是在我出生以前就拣选了我，因为如果我是出生了以后的话，他可能不一定会选我。
Isn't that true?
是不是这样的呢？
Because this is our true nature.
因为这个图就是来描述了我们真正的我们是什么样的人。
We all have sin nature.
我们都有罪性。
J.I. Packer, in Knowing God, he states something very powerfully, that adoption is the highest privilege that the gospel offers. Adoption is a family idea conceived in terms of love. And viewing God as Father, in adoption, God takes us into his family and fellowship and establishes us as his children and heirs.
J.I. Packer 在《认识神》这本书上这么说，他说收养是福音所能够提供给我们的最高的特权。收养是一个家庭的概念，出自于爱，把神作为我们的父亲。通过这个收养，神把我们接受到他的家庭，和我们相交，让我们成为他的儿女和后嗣。
So there are many theological principles that are powerful.
所以有很多非常非常有力的这个神学的概念在这里。
In justification, we're declared righteous.
我们是因信称义。
In redemption, we've been set free from enslavement to our sins.
通过神的救赎，我们不再做罪的奴仆。
But adoption describes us as entering into God's family.
但是在这里，收养表示我们进入神的家庭。
Can you imagine that a holy God who created this world desires us to be part of his family?
你能够想象这个圣洁的神，他创造了这个世界，但是他又愿意把我们接受到他的家庭呢？
This concept is so great, it's hard for us to wrap our minds around it.
这是一个非常奇妙的一个概念，我们人很难理解这一点。
It's our hope and prayer that today we will all have a fresh perspective on what it means to be a child of God.
所以这是我的希望，也是我的祷告，今天我们能够，对我们作为神的儿女的这个身份有一个新的理解。
So let's begin by asking the question, what happens to me when I'm adopted?
首先让我们来问我们自己这个问题。就是我被收养，对我来说意味着什么？
We see in Romans that all of the ties to my old father, Adam, are severed, they're gone.
我们在罗马书上可以看到，当我们被收养以后，我们和原来的父亲的所有的联系都被切断。
My new father, who is God, gives me a new life and a new family.
我的新的父亲就是神，他给了我们一个新的生命和一个新的家庭。
So how does this happen?
那这个怎么能发生的呢？
We understand in Romans that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
罗马书告诉我们，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And the wages of this sin is death or eternal separation from God.
而是罪的罪的罪的工罪的代价就是死和神永久的分割，罪的工价。
So as sinful people, we're on one side of the Grand Canyon and God is on the other side.
所以我们是有罪的人，好像是在大峡谷的这一侧，而神在大峡谷的另外一侧。
Can any of you jump across the Grand Canyon?
你们谁能够跳过这个大峡谷呢？跳到那边去呢？
No, it's impossible.
对我们人来说是不可能的。
We need a bridge. We need a way.
我们需要一个道路，我们需要有个桥梁。
Romans 5:8, but God demonstrated his love towards us, in that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us.
在罗马书第五章讲，神，当我们还是在罪人的时候，神为我们而死，神的爱就再次显明了。
So Jesus is the way to a holy God.
So 神，耶稣就是那个道路，通向那个神，圣洁的神的那个道路。
Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
耶稣说，我是道路、真理和生命，没有人，不通过我能够到神那里去。
And there's no way we can work or earn our way across that bridge.
也没有任何人靠我们自己能够，能够做到我们通过那个桥梁，建那个桥梁。
We just need to accept his free gift of salvation.
我们只能接受神给我们那个，这个救恩。
For by grace we've been saved through faith.
我们是因着神的恩典，通过我们的信，能够得到救恩。
It's a gift of God, not as a result of works.
这是神的恩典，不是我们自己的，通过我们自己的努力得来的。
And the moment we say yes to God and believe in Jesus,
在我们，接受主耶稣，信神的那一刻，
our sins are forgiven.
我们的罪得到赦免。
And we become part of the family of God.
那么我们被，宣称我们成为神的家庭的一部分。
And we are adopted into his family.
我们被收养进入他的家庭。
Isn't that wonderful?
是不是非常非常美好？
And we no longer have ties to our old father, Adam.
我们不再和我们原来老的父亲，就是亚当，有这个联系。
Paul tells us we've been set free.
保罗说，我们已经得到了自由。
And now on Father's Day, we celebrate that we have a new Father, our Heavenly Father.
我们在这个父亲节，我们在这里来庆祝，庆祝我们有一个新的父亲，就是我们天上的父。
And he gives me a new life and a new family.
他给了我一个新的生命，给了我一个新的家庭。
The family is the church.
这个家庭就是我们的教会。
And we are all brothers and sisters and part of the same family.
我们是在这个教会的家庭里头，我们都是彼此之间弟兄姐妹。
That's true regardless of what country we come from.
这不管是我们从哪个国家来的，这个都是对的。
It's true for men and women.
不管你是男的还是女的。
It's true for all social, all different levels of society.
不管你是来自社会的哪个家庭。
Whoever accepts Jesus.
阶层。
Whoever accepts Jesus is a child of God and part of the family of God.
任何人接受了耶稣，他就是，神的家庭的成员，他就是神的儿女。
So we're no longer strangers and aliens, but we're fellow citizens with the saints.
所以我们
part of God's household. Yunlong, you might just read that portion.
Okay. 以弗所书第二章十九到二十二节，这样我们不再做外人和客旅。是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也靠了他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居所的所在。
So Jesus is the cornerstone.
所以耶稣是那个房角石。
But each one of you.And myself, we're part of this building.
你我我们每一个人都是这个建筑的一部分。
That God is growing together for His glory.
是神在建造来发展，为了他的荣耀。
Let's talk about the benefits of being adopted.
然后我们一起来看看被收养有哪些好处。
We all need to belong. We have that deep sense within us. We need to belong to something.
首先我们都要有一个归属感，我们每个人心里深深的需要这个归属感。
And as God's child, I'm now part of his family.
而我们作为神的孩子，我们现在是神家庭的一部分。
I love this verse. It's so powerful.
我非常喜欢这句圣经，非常非常的有力。
But as many as received him, received Jesus, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name.
约翰福音第一章十二节，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
And if you're feeling lonely or far off from God,
如果你觉得孤单，离神远，
maybe this morning you need to be reminded that you're part of his family.
也许今天早上你应该被提醒，你是神的家庭的一部分。
Or if you've never accepted his free gift,
如果你从来没有接受他接受他那个free gift 的这个恩赐，免费的恩赐。
Just say yes to Jesus today, and you will be part of the family of God.
你只要跟对耶稣说，我接受，你就会成为神耶稣家庭的一部，神家庭的一部分。
Another benefit is intimacy.
第二个这个好处就是这个亲密的关系。
We now have a new father, and we can call him our Abba.
我们有一个新的父亲，我们可以称他为阿爸，叫他阿爸。
The word Abba is Aramaic.
这个阿爸是这个阿拉伯语。
So,
亚兰语，亚兰语。
In the time that Jesus was on the earth, a common language was Aramaic.
在那个耶稣在地上的时候，那个常大家都用的那个语言就是亚兰蛮语。
Do any of you who have young children, do they call you daddy?
你们有没有年轻的这个小孩叫你 daddy?
Daddy, I need you.
Daddy, 我需要你。
And this is the privilege we have of being a child of God.
这个是我们的一个特权，作为神的儿女，我们有这个特权。
We have intimacy with him.
我们和他有这个亲密的关系。
And we can cry out, Daddy, Father.
我们可以呼叫阿爸父。
You notice in your Bible, there's an exclamation mark after Abba and after Father.
我们知道在有的圣经里头，在那个父和阿爸后面都是有惊叹号。
That's for how powerful this is.
这个就是非常非常的有力。
And so the crying out may not be with as due to loudness.
这个呼喊不是只是因为我们喊的声音大。
The crying out is with the fervency, the intensity.
这个呼喊是因为我们有这种心里头的这种火热这种力度。
And in 8:15, we see that it's literally the Spirit of God that is within us that's crying out to our Abba Father.
这个也罗马书八章十五节我们能够看到，这是神的灵让我们呼叫阿爸父。
And as we think about God being our Father,
当我们在思想神作为我们的父亲，
then just remember that there's only three times in our Bible where we see the word Abba.
大家要意识到，整本圣经只有三个地方有这个词阿爸。
If you're taking notes, It's one of them is here, and the other is in Galatians 4:6.
如果你在记笔记的话，这个阿爸这个词出现三次，一次就是在这里罗马书第八章另外一次是在加拉太书第四章。
And the other is in Mark 14, verse 36.
另外是马太福音，忘掉了。
And in Mark 14,
36, Mark 福音十四章。
Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane before his death.
十四章的时候，当时耶稣是在客西马尼园，在他上十字架之前。
And Jesus himself said, Abba, Father.
耶稣他自己说，阿爸父。
So Jesus spoke to God in this way.
所以这也是耶稣跟他的父神就是这样子称呼的。
So what a privilege it is as his children to be able to cry out to him as our Abba, Father.
所以对我们来说，这是何等大的一个特权，我们可以跟神呼叫神，阿爸父。
I realize that some of us did not have a perfect earthly father.
也许我们中间有的人没有一个完美的这个地上的父亲。
And sometimes we have negative, hurtful memories of our earthly fathers.
我们有时候可能会有这个负面的，甚至得到有这种受伤害感的这个有关父亲对父亲的记忆。
I've had many people tell me that understanding this truth about Abba Father has brought healing to them.
很多人告诉我，理解了我们那个阿爸父这个概念实际上是对他们来说是伤害得到医治。
Because with our Heavenly Father, we have a perfect Father.
因为我们这个天父他是一个完美的父亲。
He loves us unconditionally.
他无条件的爱我们。
Our position as his child is secure and permanent.
我们作为他儿女的这个地位是安全的，是永久的。
He created us to know him.
他造了我们，让我们认识他。
He desires to spend time with us.
他愿意让我们跟他一起，在花时间跟他在一起。
He is always faithful and true.
他永远是信实的，永远是真实的。
He is generous and thoughtful.
他对我们来说是非常的大方，然后处处为我们着想。
He's interested in everything about us.
他对我们所有的事情他都感兴趣。
He knows our thoughts before we think them.
他在我们想之前他已经知道我们想什么。
He knows our words before we speak them.
他知道我们想要说的话，在我们说之前，他已经知道。
He knows the hairs, how many hairs we have on our head.
他数算我们头上的头发的根数。
He understands right now whatever hurts or pain you have within you.
他现在知道你也许心里有什么苦毒，有这个有什么伤痛。
And he's a God of compassion.
他是一个爱的神。
And he wants you to cry out to him for whatever you need.
他想要让你，不管你需要什么，你可以向他呼喊、呼叫。
And if you hear nothing else this morning, please listen to this.
如果你今天早上没有听到其他任何东西，记住你听到下面这个。
That as his children, we have this privilege.
作为他的儿女，我们有这个特权。
To boldly come to him as our Abba and our Father.
我们可以勇敢地来到他的面前，因为他是我们的阿爸父。
Another benefit of being adopted is dependency.
另外一个被收养的一个好处就是有依靠。
I don't have to live my life frustrated by my own self-efforts.
我不再需要就是靠着自己来生活在那个沮丧和挫折中间。
Sometimes we try so hard, but we fail.
有时候我们非常非常的努力，但是我们仍然遭受失败。
And remember that God has given us His Holy Spirit to empower us.
记着神给了我们圣灵，圣灵给我们能力。
And that's why in Romans 12 and 13, we read, So then, brethren, we're under obligation, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you're living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you're putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
所以罗马书十二章十二到第八章十二到十三节说，弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
So even though we've been given new life in Christ,
所以尽管我们在基督里头，我们得到了新的生命。
We still have the ugly flesh that wages war against the spirit.
我们仍然有这个丑陋的这个肉体，有时候跟圣灵作对。
And God is saying, if you trust in your own flesh, then there is death.
神在这里跟我们说，如果我们顺从肉体的话，这个结果就是死。
This can be confusing. What does that mean?
这个好像听起来就比较难懂，这个意思到底是什么？
Well, it can't mean that we die eternally because our eternity is secure.
这个肯定不会说我们是在永久里头我们是死亡，因为我们永久里头的那个地位已经是完全是得到保障了。
In many ways, this passage is much like the Proverbs.
在这个从很多方面上来看这句经文的意义呢非常像在箴言书。
There are two paths in life.
在我们的生命中间有两条道路。
A path that leads to death and a path that leads to life.
一条道路通往死亡，另外一条道路通往生命。
If I choose to live life out of my own efforts, my own flesh,
如果我选择靠着我自己的生命靠着我自己的肉体来生活。
It's a path that is moving away from God's blessing.
这条道路就是离神的祝福越来越远。
So the death could be some of the missing out on God's blessings.
所以这个死也可能是失掉了没有得到神的祝福。
And if we continue in sin, it could be the death of a marriage.
所以我们如果我们继续这个犯罪的话这个死可能指的是我们婚姻的死亡。
Could be the death of a friendship.
可能是指的是我们友谊的死亡。
There could be health consequences.
也可能是身体上的问题。
Maybe even physical death.
也可能是这个我们身体的肉体的死亡。
But there's a path of life that God wants us to be on.
但是神想要我们在那个通往生命的那条路上。
And if we live according to the Spirit, we will live and have God's blessing.
如果我们按照圣灵的引导，顺从圣灵来生活的，那我们就能得到神的祝福。
And this is so wonderful because this is another benefit of being adopted. We have God leading us.
下面一个就是非常好的一个好处，就是作为被收养，就是有神的带领。
God's Holy Spirit, after I receive Jesus, His Holy Spirit comes and lives in me and guides me.
我们接受了耶稣，神的圣灵就内住在我们中间，并且引导我们。
In verse 14, for all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
十四节说，因为凡被神的领导的，都是神的儿子。
So what are we being led towards?
那我们神引导我们去哪里呢？
Look at verse 28.
我们看那个
Romans 8,
第二十八节。
And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
他说凡事都相互效益，叫爱神的人得益处。
God is leading us towards things that are good and things that will bless us.
神把我们带向的地方就是让我们得益处，让我们得到祝福。
And the next verse, verse 29, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
他讲下面是29节，就是神啊，让我们成为这个成为他的儿女。
So he's leading us to be conformed to Christ's image.
他是带领我们，让我们有耶稣的形象。
And through the Spirit empowering us.
他给了我们用他的灵来给了我们能力。
We will also see the fruit of the Spirit in our lives.
我们也能够看到圣灵的果子在我们生命中间。
Love, joy, peace, patience, and so on.
就是讲圣灵的果子仁爱、喜乐、和平等等。
Another benefit is confidence.
另外一个好处就是这个自信。
I find that many people today are confused about who they are.
我发现很多人不是很清楚，今天不是很清楚我们自己到底是谁。
Right now, in our world, there's so much confusion.
现在这个世界上有很多很多这个疑惑。
And we need to know our true identity.
那我们应该知道我们真实的身份到底是什么。
And that we are God's child.
我们是神的儿女。
In verse 16, we read, "The Holy Spirit, the Spirit Himself, bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God."
16节说，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
And we need to remember the truest thing about us is what God says in His Word.
我们应该意识到这个真实这个事实就是神在这个经文里头告诉我们的。
We need to remember that we are a child of God, and we need to live like that.
因为我们需要认识到我们是神的儿女，然后我们要活的就像是神的儿女一样。
So I love this next one. We also one another benefit is inheritance.
我非常喜欢下面的这个好处，就是继承后世。
I'm an heir of God.
我是神的后世。
In verse 17, and children, heirs also, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ.
十七节说，既是儿女，便是后世，后世就是神的后世和基督同作后世。
When Paul wrote this, it's helpful to understand the historical context.
在保罗写这段经文的时候，我们如果知道当时这个历史上的这个背景的话，可能对我们有帮助。
In the Jewish culture, when and there's still today, when a child reaches 13, there's a bar mitzvah.
这个当时的犹太人的传统，其实今天还是这样。当一个孩子，男孩到了13岁的时候，就有着成人礼。
It marks the process of becoming a child into an adult.
这个成人礼就是从一个男孩变成一个成人的这个标志。
In the Greek culture, it was age 17.
在希腊这个传统中间呢，这个年龄是17岁。
In the Roman culture, the father decided the date.
在罗马这个文化背景的是，父亲决定在什么年龄这个孩儿子变成成人。
So we understanding the Roman culture helps us understand what Paul means here.
所以我们了解罗马的这个背景文化背景，能够来帮助我们理解保罗在这个地方讲的是什么意思。
The Roman father would draft a will for his children.
罗马这个父亲会为他的孩子写一个遗嘱。
And the age he determined, the child would receive all of the inheritance.
这个遗嘱上写清楚，到了儿子到了什么年龄的话，他会能够继承父亲所有的东西。
I imagine many of us have wills for our children.
我想象可能我们中间的很多人都有为我们的儿女立下了遗嘱。
And it's a wise thing to do.
这个比较聪明的事情去做，写遗嘱。
But we don't give them everything when they're children, right?
但是我们当他们还是孩子的时候，我们并不会给他们所有的东西啊，我们所有的东西都给他们，是不是吗？
Or they might buy 100 gallons of ice cream.
如果是这样的话，他们可能会把这个钱用来买很多很多很多很多的这个冰淇淋。
Or every video game in the world.
或者把世界上所有的这个游戏都买一遍。
So we want them to mature.
所以我们一般会希望他们慢慢的成熟。
So they'll be good stewards of what we entrust to them.
然后成熟到一个地步，他们就知道怎么样来管理我们给他们的这个遗产。
Again, I will quote from J.I. Packer.
我还要这个引用 J.I. Packer 的一句话。
He said, "Our father's wealth is immeasurable."
这个上面说这个我们父亲的意愿就是没有办法来衡量的。
And as his children, we inherit the entire estate.
作为他的儿女，我们接受了他所有的产业。
This is for us to soak in how valuable we are to God.
这个是让我们来意识到我们对神来说是多么的宝贝。
And sometimes we need to tell ourselves this.
有时候我们必须提醒我们自己这一点。
I am a child of God.
我是神的儿女。
I'm one of God's heirs.
我是神的继承人。
Thank you for blessing me.
谢谢你，谢谢你祝福我。
I wish I didn't have to go over this next one.
我希望我不必要去讲下面这一点。
I wish there was another plan.
也许我真是希望有其他另外一个安排。
But another benefit of being a child of God is we experience suffering.
但是另外一个作为被收养的一个好处呢，就是跟神一起受苦。
In verse 17, and children, heirs, also heirs of God, fellow heirs of Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him.
这个第十七节说我们和基督同作后世，如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
And it's times like these we must trust him.
就是在这个有困难的时候，我们必须要信靠他。
That out of his love, he will bring things into our lives.
在我们受苦的时候，因为他的爱，他必定会把我们带回到他的爱中间。
Because he wants to conform us to Christ's image.
因为他让我们成为耶稣的样式。
And perfect us.
让我们得到完全，完美，变成完美。
This is a complex topic.
这是一个非常非常复杂的一个题目。
And not everything that is difficult is from God. We also have an evil one.
我们要知道这个受苦这些困难并不是所有的都是来自于神，因为还有个恶魔。
But God tells us that this is one way we identify with Jesus Christ and his suffering.
但是这个是圣经告诉我们，我们和耶稣一起同受苦。
And as we allow him to mold us into Christ's image,
我们让他让我们塑成耶稣的样子，耶稣的形象。
This brings glory to God.
而这个过程，这一同受苦的过程把荣耀带给神。
Our big idea today is when I believe in Jesus, God becomes my father and adopts me into his family, the church.
所以这个罗马书第八章十二十七节的这个中心的思想就是，当我们信耶稣的时候，神就把我们收养，让我们进入他的家庭，家庭就是教会。
a little bit about our story.
下面讲一讲我自己的故事。
So our first child only lived 6 months.
我们第一个孩子只在世上活了六个月。
Elizabeth Grace was born with a rare syndrome.
Elizabeth Grace 这个孩子生下来就有一个非常罕见的一个病。
She was not an accident. This was God's perfect plan.
她这不是个意外啊，这是神她的到来不是个意外，是神完美的计划。
But after she passed away, we learned that we could not have more biological children.
但是她离世以后，我们知道我们自己再也不能生养。
Because of the genetic issue.
因为这个遗传方面的原因。
And we were devastated.
我们非常非常的痛苦。
My wife and I struggled deeply, and my mother is listening too. She remembers how hard that time was.
我和我的这个太太都非常非常的有点崩溃。我妈妈她现在也在听，她知道当时我们是多么的艰难。
Yes, God, why?This is, does not seem fair.
我们问神，为什么？这个好像太不公平了。
But it took us some time to see that he had a plan for us to adopt.
但是，经过一段时间，让神让我们看到他有一个计划，就是让我们来收养。
We took this in Colorado last summer.
这是我去年夏天，我们去年夏天在科罗拉多照的照片。
You can see my beautiful wife of 32 years, Susan.
你能照片上看到我这个美丽的太太，我们一起结婚32年了。
And God allowed us to adopt Rachel Joy.
神让我们收养了 Rachel Joy.
She was, my wife will know the exact date, I think 16 days old and from the United States here.
她到这个美国来，我们收养他的时候，他只有16天。
And then you can see our son Andrew.
你还看到我们的儿子 Andrew.
We made two trips to Vladivostok, Russia, to adopt Andrew.
我们去这个俄罗斯的这个城市，我们去了两次，就是为了来收养他。海参崴。
So when When I see this picture or when I'm around my children,
所以我看这个照片在我的孩子手中。
I don't even think of them as being adopted.
我从来没有想真正来意识到他们是我收养的孩子。
I know they are adopted.
我知道他们是被收养的。
But they are my own flesh and blood.
但是他实际上是我的肉和血，自己的孩子。
This is a picture of what God does in bringing us into His family.
这个照片也真是来描述了神为什么把我们收养到他的家庭。
We were far away and removed from Him.
我们曾经远离他。
We didn't deserve it.
我们真是不配。
But he loved us so much, he sent his son Jesus.
但是他那么的爱我们，让他的自己的儿子耶稣
，who died on the cross for our sins，
在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
And when we believe in Jesus, we become adopted into God's family.
所以当我们接受耶稣的时候，他收养我们，让我们进入他的家庭。
And just like with my own children,
就像我自己的孩子一样
I have included them in our will.
我把他们放在我的那个遗嘱里头
And someday they will inherit everything we own.
有一天他们会继承我们所有的家产
Both of our dollars.
我们
That was a joke. only $2.
他说是计算我们这个两块钱啊，他是开了一个玩笑。
But it's a picture of how we receive God's inheritance.
啊，这个照片就是给我们一个 picture， 给我们一个形象，就是我们继承神的所有的产业。
Since they were children, we started a college fund for them.
当他们还是孩子的时候，我们已经开始了他们为他们那个上大学设立了基金。
And this is not just for some kids; they're our children.
这个不是为任这个随意的几个孩子，他们是我们自己的孩子。
When they came to us, they had nothing.
当他们来到我们家的时候，他们什么都没有，一无所有。
When we come to God, we bring nothing.
我们到神的那儿的时候，我们自己身上带没有任何东西可以带，我们其实是一无所有。
This is all by His grace.
但是这个靠着神的恩典，他给我们所有的。
When we adopted them, we gave them our name and Evans.
我们来收养的孩子的时候，我们给了他们的名，给他们起了名字。
When God adopts us, He gives us new names.
当神收养我们的时候，神也给了我们新的名字。
We become Christians.
我们这个名字，我们变成基督徒。
Which means little Christ.
这个基督的意思就是小基督。
And now we're part of the family of God.
那我们从此以后，我们成为神家庭的一部分。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是多么的美好。
Let's pray.
让我们起来祷告。
Father, on this Father's Day, we just bow before you with gratitude and thanksgiving that you would choose us. We didn't deserve it, and we just want to give you thanks. And we also want to remember to honor our own fathers today and to say thank you. And we love you very much. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
I forgot to mention this, the challenge to all of us to honor our father and mother, that our days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you.
再补充一下啊，就是我们自己的应用，就是出埃及记二十章，当孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐的地上得以长久。
And here's some applications. Yun Long, you want to just read them, and then I'll be done.
Okay. 这个是最后我们的几个应用。这个应用是这样的：你是不是有那个确据？当你离世的时候，你知道你会在永久里头和神在一起。也让我们能够来花一点时间，来思想。这个作为神的儿女，这是何等奇妙的事情。然后我们要向神献上我们的感恩我们能够勇敢的来到他的面前，来叫他阿爸父。